This field's been under snow here for a while,
Yeah.
right? And you've been in the gym mostly, right?
Yep. Season started late because of basketball got pushed back, and then we've been in the gym. Field was under snow as of a week ago, and now it's clear. So we got games here this week.
All right. Well, tell me about the games in Sitka. How did they go?
Yeah, we played for not having been on the field. We came out and we played pretty well. It was actually kind of scary that we started as well as we did. The tournament style was designed to make sure that nobody threw their arms out. So each inning ended at 25 pitches. So we came out with the strategy like you'd have in any normal game where you just kind of work the count. Well, then if you get bases loaded with three walks, all of a sudden pitch counts start to add up. So we ended up losing, I think it was 14-2 or 12-2 or something like that. We had bases loaded with one out three different times when the inning ended because of the pitch count rule. So that was a little – the next day we got a little more aggressive behind the plate. But I was really pleased to see the discipline at the plate of just laying off bad pitches and waiting for a good pitch to hit. It's just unfortunate in that setting we needed to be a little more aggressive. Mm-hmm. But
Both these games were against Sitka High School, or
all three of them were against Sitka. And we came out. Brecken Davis started for us, senior. Didn't pitch a lot 2 years ago for us. Pitched a little bit, but he's just gotten so much bigger and stronger. Throws well. Threw a lot of strikes. Had pretty good command of the strike zone. We played good defense behind him for most of the game. We made some errors later in the game, and that was kind of the theme throughout the three games. Is we would play really well for about three or four innings, and then all of a sudden just have an inning where one error, then another error, and then another error. And we definitely, that's something we got to work on to fix, because we know we can't beat these teams if we beat ourselves. So it's just something we could work on. But he played really well, pitched really well for us. I think we had four hits that night. He was very disciplined at the plate, Brecken was, and got on with some walks. Jack Engel had a solid triple, second at bat, just kind of to left center, and beat the throw in to third. So we had some good hits. Latham Johnson had a really good weekend for us. I think he collected five or six hits for us. So I felt... Normally this time of the year I'm a little worried about our hitting, and our hitting actually we had good hits, good solid hits. We just couldn't get that one or two hits when we needed to. Part of it because of the pitch count. We'd end up with runners in scoring position, and then the innings got to end because of the pitch count. But so Thursday we're able to get back on the field in the morning for a nice practice, and I think the progress from Tuesday to the second game we played over there on Thursday, it's just amazing the progress just in a few short hours of practice in the field. When we got off the plane on Wednesday, we hopped on the bus, drove right over, changed at the facility, got on the field, warmed up, and the first ground balls they'd even faced the whole entire year was in warm-ups. So just the progress and the confidence that they had. They went again and up with really good plate discipline, coaxed a lot of walks in all three games. We executed a good, solid sacrifice bunt that moved a runner around to scoring position. Didn't get the run to come across, but still, it was one of our goals is to go over and execute a couple sacrifice bunts. We started stealing a little, getting a little more aggressive on the bases. That was one thing that we realized after the first night. We needed to just get a little more aggressive, try to put the pressure on them. That's what those teams do. They get on base, they put the pressure on the defense. And we found that as soon as we started putting pressure on them, they made mistakes. So we had some clutch hits in the first game on Thursday that got some runs around. Isaac Vincent had a great weekend. He's a senior, a kid that had never played baseball until his freshman year, and has played all the years that he could play in high school, and minus his junior year, and came up with some really clutch hits, and we were able to get him around. Engel had a real nice single that scored a run. And then Isaac came around a little bit later on another clutch hit by Max Morrell. So getting good production from the front end of our lineup. Latham pitched really well. Latham Johnson is a junior, pitched really well for us Thursday. Matthias Volk came in relief for us three different times, actually, and did really well for us. We just didn't have the defense behind any of them. Jack pitched on Thursday. He started the second game, the doubleheader. Pitched well. All of our pitchers probably do need to reduce their walks that they give up. But, you know, for the first time facing any live hitting, I was very pleased with what they did. I felt we probably hit as good as Sitka did. Mm-hmm. I think the ball was jumping off our bat, maybe even harder than the ball was jumping off their bats. They just play really good sound defense. They don't hurt themselves. So we need to go into this weekend against Ketchikan, which is a really good team. And we need to pound the strike zone with our pitching and get aggressive on the offensive end and just play solid defense behind our pitchers. And